The South Australian government announced it will trial home quarantine for those returning to South Australia by using facial recognition technologies to not stretch police resources. However, experts are concerned about how the technology will be used and the legal framework about privacy. I spoke with PhD candidate at the Australian National University and Director of Technology Policy at Reset Australia, Dakshayani Suryakumaran, about the trial and the risks associated with this technology.
Yeah, so recently it was announced that there will be an app that is using geolocation as well as live face recognition technology to basically ensure that people are compliant with their home quarantine directives. So right now it's being trialled with a small number of participants just in this coming week. In the announcement, it was stated that the impetus behind this was really around trialling what would be a cost-saving measure. So instead of doing resource-intensive in-person deployments of police, we can automate that, was the intent. It's a heartbreaking time at the moment. It's a really hard time for everyone. And so all of us care so deeply about getting the right public health measures in place. But, you know, the deployment of these kinds of fairly controversial technologies need to be kind of considered.
What are the long-term risks you see using these technologies?
I guess facial recognition in particular is the most controversial technology that's being deployed, and it might be helpful just to start with what that even is. And so there's many types of facial recognition technology, but essentially how it works is a scan of your face is matched with a database, and basically it's an identity verification technology. And so there has been a lot of evidence from all over the world that has really looked into, you know, the accuracy and efficacy of these technologies. And, you know, unequivocally, it keeps coming out that these technologies don't work as well on women and on people of colour. And so that has been proven without a doubt. And just to make it kind of really tangible, you know, these technologies are deployed globally all over the world, but, you know, there's a lot of research that's come out of New York in particular. Amnesty International has looked at this in a lot of detail. And what they found was, you know, in their study of, I think there was 15,000 surveillance cameras deployed around New York City, these cameras are specifically deployed in areas where there are more people of colour and more socioeconomically marginalised people. But also there's evidence to suggest they've been deployed in discriminatory ways.
What's the ethical issue you see on the facial recognition technology, particularly for this trial?
In terms of how this technology is used, we know that the way surveillance works and these technologies work is that they get deployed in one place and then they kind of get expanded and used in different contexts over time, right? And so that's the concern here, is that this is really contributing to the normalisation of a very controversial surveillance technology. And so in the Australian context already, if we look at, you know, what is the existing context of facial recognition, we can see how, you know, back in 2007, when the Australian government started collecting it, it began at the border, as it often does. So it began with border protection agencies collecting this information on those who they deemed to be non-citizens. Then that eventually expanded out to visa applicants. And now we can see that it's expanding further to other Australians as well. And so we've got to really consider, with this being normalised as like a COVID health containment measure, what are the longer term impacts, particularly for vulnerable communities? You know, what are the longer term implications are the questions that we should be asking.
Could you expand a little bit more about the harms associated with facial recognition technologies?
I guess it's a really early stage trial, so it's hard to say what the harms associated with that specific trial are. But I guess, as I mentioned, this kind of normalisation of surveillance is a key issue and a huge trend. And like one quote that I always think about when I explain the normalisation of surveillance and what that really means is that a special rapporteur, a professor, Karen Young, she's done amazing work on this, and she said that the cumulative impact of mass surveillance poses a risk to the fundamental social conditions that make the protection of individual rights possible. And so we need to kind of go beyond looking at, you know, specific trials necessarily and just look at, you know, we should actually be in a line with what's going on all over the world. We should be kind of looking to ban this kind of technology, right? So the Australian Human Rights Commissioner, the former Australian Human Rights Commissioner, Ed Santo, as part of the Human Rights and Technology report series, came out and said that there should be a moratorium on facial recognition. We've seen just so many examples recently of states across the US banning it.
That was PhD candidate at ANU and Director of Technology Policy at Reset Australia, Nakshayini Suryakumaran.